Bruce Bowden, audiobook reel.
I don't know if I want to risk it.
Oh, come on. You're not Mo Farah, you know.
I know. I'm sorry. What about this one? Lemon and coriander. There's no paprika in this one.
But coriander is used in spicy dishes.
Yes, but it's a herb. There are no spices in it.
I just don't want to take any risks.
Risks? It's a packet of instant rice. You're hardly living on the edge.
Stripped of every extra ounce, the plane carried 5 sandwiches, a couple of canteens of water, and its 6'2" pilot scrunched into the tiny cockpit. With his forward vision entirely blocked by a huge fuel tank, Lindbergh relied on a bank of primitive instruments and a set of homemade navigation plans to take him on a journey no one had ever completed before. 6 men in the most advanced multiple-engine planes, equipped with state-of-the-art guidance and communication systems, had previously attempted this flight and perished.
"Purple sky in the morning, shepherd's warning," she mumbled.
"I think it's red sky, miss, but this is definitely a warning, all right," laughed the jolly little man outside the window. Abigail pulled her dressing gown tightly around herself and waved before going back to pour a coffee. It was then that she remembered that she lived on the 8th floor, and she didn't have a balcony.